Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
What do I really want in life? If you're on a path to living happier from the inside out, you'll definitely want to ask yourself this very central question. What do I really want from life? Today, what I'd like to do is share with you the results of a happiness survey that I conducted. And then I want to share the results with you so that you can compare the findings with you and your own life experience. First of all, here's the data I collected. I conducted this survey over a couple of years. I used about 1,000 people in the survey base. They ranged from 18 to over 90 years old. They ranged from being single to married. Some were in a relationship. Some were widowed. Some were divorced. 65% of the group was female. 35% was male. Now, their education ranged from high school all the way up to PhD level. They came from 28 states here in the United States that were representative of both urban and rural areas, and they also came from 23 different countries. The majority of these people I had interviewed or surveyed one-on-one during the course of my travels and speaking. Now, here is what I found as a result of conducting this happiness survey. After distilling all of their comments, this is what I learned. Most people wanted these five things. They wanted, number one, healthy relationships. Relationships in their families, with their friends, and with their colleagues. Think about that. Healthy relationships. So the people that they were interacting with made them feel like they were in a positive and a life-giving environment. Secondly, they wanted peace of mind. And for them, that meant a sense of contentment with little or no stress. Peace of mind. Number three, they wanted freedom to do what makes them happy. Meaning, those things that felt important for them, those things that made them feel like who they really were. Number four, they were looking for purpose and fulfillment in life. And number five, they were seeking personal confidence. So again, healthy relationships, peace of mind, freedom to do what makes them happy, purpose and fulfillment in life, and personal confidence. The reason why this survey was important to me is because I know that I had been seeking my own sense of happiness here in this life over the course of many decades. And I thought, in addition to finding out those things that made me happy and those experiences that were working for me along that path, I wanted to make sure I was in line and finding out also what others felt was important to them in terms of feeling happy and living with a sense of happiness. And what was so fascinating is that with all of those people from all of those age groups and backgrounds, demographically, educationally, socially, everyone seemed to fall into the same overall sense. Everyone was looking for healthy relationships, peace of mind, freedom, purpose and fulfillment in life, and a sense of personal confidence. Now, the reason why I'm asking this question of you today, what is it that you really want out of life? Is because once you know what you really want out of life and you ask yourself the question and give yourself an opportunity to respond, you'll be able to leave a lot of old things behind that are not contributing to the things you really do want. It's very surprising to learn that we go through life, but we really don't take stock of those elements that are not contributing to a sense of well-being, a sense of joy, a sense of peace, a sense of purpose, and even a sense of true identity and expression. So when you're on your own today or tonight, give yourself that very same question. And maybe what you want to do is sit down quietly with a small piece of paper in front of you and say, what do I really want from life that would make me feel happy as an individual? Write those things down and let them come to you either automatically or by way of inspiration, or maybe you'll even get a picture that will come to mind. And once you write those things down, keep them handy. Go through them at the end of each day and ask yourself if your focus and your intentions and your behaviors are all in line with what things you really do want from life. You will find over the course of time that your intentions to become happier will line up with your behaviors and your outcomes. Well, that's been my thought today for living happy from the inside out. But before we go, let's tune in and listen to one other person share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hi, my name is Donna Harrison. I am from Chicago, Illinois. I am the Director of Training and Compliance for the Chicago Department of Aviation. About 2 years ago, I adopted a year-and-a-half-old American Pit Bull Terrier. Her name at that time was Emmeline, but I don't live in Texas, so I changed it to Akasha. She is the light of my life. She is the sweetest, most generous, most loving dog that I've ever met in my entire life, and that's what makes me happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.